Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win. So we gonna win more. A lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D'LALI.
XTRA. We going like
it. Hello, it's me, your ex.
When you want more music,
champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
Alright, good morning, guys. Hey, you already know it. My God. I had a whole entrance planned, but because of unforeseen circumstances, I don't know, you know, it's just, I know, it's been like how long you guys have seen me. I think seven. No, I was off the show before the show went on a break. So I think that would be like 9 months.
Is it?
Yeah, like nine. So I've been off the show. Hey, my goodness. Why are you guys like
that? I mean,
that?
There's supposed to be a whole shout and stuff. I don't know. Do you think we are missing you or something? But I think we do just a little bit.
Actually, everybody missed me. Everybody it's has been. Just everybody a tiny reached bit. Out and they were like, oh.
Just a tiny bit.
But God, the E factor.
I'm not sure people missed you like a big deal like that. But okay. But I missed you, sort of.
You did.
Yes. I mean, just for courtesy purposes, actually. Wow.
It's not even funny. Anyway, guys, yes, we are back. And trust me, we're here to stay. We're introducing E-Factor, the virtual session. So this is the very first episode of the virtual sessions, but this is episode 7 of season 3. It's been a journey. I want to narrate to you what happened, but we don't have time for that. But I think we're going to release a whole video of what happened during the 9 months. So I think you guys should stay tuned for that one. It's actually
okay.
An amazing story. And during our break, I realized I'm a carpenter, a painter, sculptress. I don't know if that's a thing. But actually, I've been around. Hey, it hasn't been easy. But hopefully my journey will inspire you guys one day. So yes, here we
our
are.
Our journey. Why are you making it singular?
Oh, the journey's ours now.
Our journey.
The journey's ours
I
now.
Mean.
Okay, fine. I mean, our of. Journey will inspire you guys one day. And you can walk into the studios like it's BBC one day. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now that's something.
Yeah, there you go. So
but truth is, I actually missed the show a lot. It's been a minute, actually.
It hasn't been a minute. Missed. It's been 7 months. That is really not a minute.
Okay, maybe because I'm not even talking to you about that. But it's whoa, actually been just a quick one.
It was actually a long break.
Why
are you shushing me?
Because I really do not want to indulge in anything with you. We are on a peace level today.
Are we though?
We have another chance at E-Factor, so baby, let's make it worth it. So yeah, it's been amazing. Being away, was it amazing?
Oh, you said it's been amazing that you have been away.
No, wait. I'm trying to get my thought together. I'm trying to get my thought together.
Well, get them together
and put
man.
Them on the show. So, was it amazing? It was. I was actually now having time to watch the show really, really, really. Then I was actually realizing that I missed the show.
Hey.
I realized how much of a nice person you were maybe of the show. Sort of. Yeah. But I missed talking to you guys.
Wait, what?
I missed everything.
Wait, you're saying that I'm not a nice
update.
Person? No,
I missed,
hold on.
DJ Infinity's Minimax. I missed Lexicon.
Okay.
I missed the idioms. I missed
out,
the
though.
Interview session. I missed everything.
Okay.
So great thing is we are back on the show. And drums roll again. So what you say?
Yeah, I was saying, so you're trying to say.
What you say? Not happening.
So wait, so you're trying to say I wasn't a nice person on the show. You got to know a good person that I was off the show.
Talking to me. I didn't know, sorry. So what do we have to do today? Yeah.
This is how it goes. Like, I don't even know what to say. Anyway, guys, yes, we're officially back. And we know it took 7 months, but I promise you, I'm making you the solid promise. We are never going off again. We'll go off, but it wouldn't be for even more than a month. So immediately the season is done. We are back at it again. Yes, we are going to show consistency and everything like that. So for everybody that has actually been with us, everybody that reached out or what's happening, thank you so much for actually reaching out.
Thank you all. You guys are amazing.
Makes us feel like, okay, the work that we're doing wasn't in vain and stuff like that. So yeah, we are back. And now it's just virtual sessions. Speaking of which, we have an interview with Amrit Singh. Yes, he's a spiritual, and I learned something. Is Danvard, that means thank you. So Danvard, yeah, this is the whole thing. Danvard to everybody that has kept tabs on the E Factor, asking us where we've been.
Yeah, I said that.
Danvard once again.
I was supposed to say that one. Then you're supposed to say the chairman.
Yeah, because
I'm supposed to say that now, but then you say the German one. How are we changing this?
Yes, so you're gonna get our interview with Amrit Singh later. But for now, you know how we roll with the show already. We're about to teach you words.
That's
so the whole construction of the English language. That's what we're about to do right now. I like the way I'm breaking things down. So now, guys, I've missed you. It's not even funny. Anyway, so let's get into it. Sorry, I have a cold. I have a really, really bad cold. Somebody just...
Yeah, we back at this.
Give me a cold.
Oh, gosh.
But we are back at having a cold. I can't have a cold now.
Relax. You've been away for 7 months. And the first time you are back on the show, you are here apologizing for getting a cold. You couldn't take care of yourself in this space.
Yeah, I actually couldn't. Did you? Yeah. Like, you guys can see I'm going lean. I'm losing hair. But then I have a whole restoration plan. Amrit Singh has okay, this is
maybe far. Be grateful to God for letting you have enough. This wasn't you when you were leaving. I wish we can actually have a before and after session before we actually get into the whole thing. The last show, episode was a boy
guys Claire. Look at that.
Please watch boy Claire's Claire episode.
Hey,
guys, then let's come here.
Anyway, look, I've been introducing her. She's Ruth Amdelali. Anyway, so now let's get into our words now, quickly. Now, my first word is dowdy. You know, dowdy, it's going to be spelled down there. You can see it, you can look for it. And that means brave, strong, and determined. Mm-hmm. Now, our next word is bilious. Now, bilious means angry or bad-tempered. So, yes. Oh, okay. In other words, it can mean unpleasant to look at. Bilious, unpleasant to look at. So I used to be I'm bilious now because I feel sick. You know, I just look very I'm not well, guys. So Danvard, pray for me. Thank you.
Okay, let's just forget the Danvard part in there. So aside from the words that we actually have for you, we have the confusing words that we give you. So today our confused words are especially and then specially. So especially means particularly, and then specially means for a purpose. So let me try and use it in a sentence.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I want to shake you, sort
all of you, but especially you watching right now.
Hey, okay, I know most guys have beard, but Delali. Mm-hmm. Why are you gonna be like that? I'm coming to flop the sentence.
It's about to be a flop.
It's not going to be a flop. I'm actually coming to give you a sentence.
Okay, let's go. Can't wait for this one.
Okay. Everybody grows a beard.
Mm-hmm. There's actually not everybody.
Wait,
but okay.
Relax. Uh-huh. Most boys.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. We are not doing this.
If you let me give you a way to roast myself.
Bring it on.
There are people who lack hair in the beard department.
Especially there.
See?
This is good.
You couldn't even roast me.
Relax. I was just trying to. I wasn't trying to roast you. I was trying to make you look good.
Looks like people. But it looks like nothing
you know.
Me,
you
man.
Know. You know. You're not supposed to be good yourself. So you just decided to roast yourself. It's fine.
All right. So that was the words. You know. So I don't know. I think we want to get into what you're waking up to, but I don't think we have a lot of updates. The only thing that we know so far is that. We'll be right back after this break, guys.
This is the effect. Your does extra need.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
We know they get your lady.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
And even more music.
I'm addicted to you, and I don't know why.
And if you ask around, you gonna say I'm undone.
This is the E Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, like we said it, we are back for the virtual sessions of the E Factor, episode 7 of the main E Factor. But then from now, we're going to be doing virtual sessions until the studio is all prepped and ready. Yes, there's a whole story behind that, but we're going to be getting that to you, you know, maybe as time goes on. Anyway, so now we have a whole interview with Amrit Singh. Okay. He's a spiritual seeker. He's a life coach. And I know a lot of you have wanted to know what life coaching is all about. Like, do I even need it? Do I, you know, what is it all about? So we're going to be talking about that self-confidence. We're going to talk about beards. Sikh is actually a group of people that practice Sikhism. Yes, it's a whole, I don't know. It's a whole thing. So, yes, I want you to actually wait and actually listen to everything that he's going to say. And watch him try to mention Afajato and say Medase. And I think he said Minyanu. Yeah, something.
He did. Okay. So, we are going for the song of the week. Then from there, we go to the inspiration, right?
Exactly. And then after that, we get into the interview with
Amrit Singh.
Singh. Yes, the last name he mentioned it. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, song of the week today is Camila Cabello. Guess what song that is? Yeah, you're wrong. You don't know the song. Relax.
But
you don't
I guessed
know.
It. I
mean, I'm telling whoever guessed it that the person doesn't know. Anyway,
part of the whoever. Or not, actually.
All right, so next up, don't go yet. Camila Cabello will be back right after the inspiration. Oh, wait.
Wow.
All right, so Camila Cabello, don't go yet, song of the week. Then we move on to inspiration, and then we come back to introduce our guest of honor for today, Amrit Singh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the E Factor, the virtual sessions.
We did come spot one song and one song only.
We're going to skate to one song only.
This is the E Factor.
I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'LALI.
I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dance and catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Corner there, your hands in my head. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go.
Don't go yet. Oh yeah, don't go yet. Don't want more music?
Champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back. Again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up, when you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied. And then it is done. It is done. It is done.
There is no easy road to what you want. It's a long road. You got a lot of people that want to be a doctor. Some people don't want to go to school for 8 years.
Right.
But the ones that go to school for 8 years end up being some of the best doctors ever and live a doctor's lifestyle. Some people say a doctor's lifestyle sucks. Not the doctor that dreamed to be the doctor.
Right,
he loves
it.
Because that's what he wanted to do. Everybody want to be a lawyer. Some people don't want to go to school for that 8 to 10 years. The ones that make it out end up being some of the best lawyers in the world and are very happy with their practice and the people that need it on a day-to-day basis. But it took work to get there. Everybody that wants to do something doesn't understand the steps that you have to take to get there. And it's not just in entertainment. It's in all aspects of life, man.
This is the E Factor.
All right, guys. So that was a song of the weekend, Inspiration. Now we're going to get into the interview with Amrit Singh right about now. Don't go anywhere. We told you not to go anywhere. That's coming like next up. You're awfully quiet today. What's happening?
I am.
Used to be a little bit of a chatterbox, eh?
No, I'm changing.
Changing?
Yeah, I'm
no more a chatterbox, eh? No more a chatterbox.
Okay. I'm changing. I don't want to be all over. It's always like I'm trying to be, you know, get over you and stuff like that. I don't want to do that anymore. You actually look like you've been through it.
Wow.
You're not going to go through it for
me.
But
you want to get over me.
I'm
such a such a memorable thing. You see how you're trying to get over me.
Wow. Don't give yourself so much credit. I'm just saying, I would really not want to involve in a back and forth with you. That's all.
Anyway, guys, like I say every time, this is rude. Anyway, so let's get into the interview with Amrit Singh right about now. Don't go anywhere. Trust me, it's amazing.
What does extra mean?
To the sky
and even more music.
I'm addicted to you and I don't know why.
And if you ask around, you're gonna say I'm undone.
Okay, so let's go, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to an amazing interview. We are back, and then we have Amrit Singh right here. And I'm going to let him mention his name, like, you know, properly for you guys to actually hear it. So, would you like to say anything?
No, yeah, it's Amrit Singh. It's perfect. You pronounced it perfectly.
Amrit Singh. You have a last
name.
What is it?
Reinsch.
Reinsch. Okay.
Why are you Reinsch? Yeah, it's German. So I'm kind of international. I was born in Germany. Mm-hmm. Lived there till I was 25. And then I moved to India. That's where the whole beard and turban situation is from.
Okay.
And also I lived there for 20 years with my family. Both my kids were born there. And my wife is Mexican. So we moved to Mexico now. So I've been all around the world. You know, I haven't been to Africa, but that's next on the list.
To Ghana.
Ghana sounds super interesting. My wife would love it. She does African dance, actually, and she is super into it. I mean, she teaches courses and takes classes, and she would love to go to Africa.
Okay,
that's interesting.
Yeah, we'll be expecting you sometime.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's on.
And I think you should give me...
Don't be surprised if we stand in front of your door one day.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would actually be happy. Okay. Anyway,
that's awesome.
And you have to give me tips on how to grow my beard.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is it a cultural thing?
Totally.
To grow beard? Is it a cultural thing?
To do what? Say that again. Oh, you got cut off.
The growth of your beard. Is it a cultural thing?
Yeah, it's part of the tradition to keep our hair uncut. Oh. You know, the whole idea behind it is that, you know, God created our body in a certain shape, mm-hmm. and that we don't go ahead, like, you know, changing it for cosmetic reasons, you know, like start shaving off our eyebrows, or taking off our, you know, whatever, because every single piece of hair put on the body has some sort of sense, right? Some sort of part of the bigger plan, you know, why we have our ears and our lips and our eyes. It's all kind of part of something bigger, which, you know, we don't know really why, but, you know, that's somehow how it works. So that's the theory behind it. So I got long hair too, but I put it in the turban. Mm-hmm. See, like up here, you can see I got my hair like tied in a rishi knot, and then it goes on top of the head, and then the turban goes around to just keep it clean and protected, you know, because if you're outside in India, it's not good to have long hair open.
Okay, so when can you take off your turban? Like when is it?
I take it off at home. I take it off when I go to sleep. I put my hair down. I put in a braid, and it's like, you know, it's a way to just relax, and it's a way to go into that state of, okay, now I'm putting my hair down. I'm relaxing, and then when I go into my workday in the morning, you know, I put my hair up. And it's something everybody knows who has long hair. You know, when you get shit done, you put your hair together in a bun. You know, you don't have it all over the place. Because when I get shit done, you put it together.
Are you trying to put it in place or something? Let me ask a quick one. So does it mean
how
you moved from Germany to India, that is when you started keeping everything and you have never touched it with a blade or anything afterwards?
No, exactly. So it's been 25 years now that I've been keeping it. I actually love it because I don't have to do the silly, you know, shaving every morning, which I hated when I was younger because it took so much time. Okay. And then my girlfriend complained when I had the stubble. So she was like, hey, can you shave? Like, I'm like, it's annoying. So I love it like this. My wife likes it. That's the most important thing, you know.
Looks good on you, though.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, so now let's get into your work right about now. Now, what exactly is being a life coach all about?
It's about helping people to get to where they want to be at. You know, okay. Like we all know this, like New Year comes around and you have this like full New Year's resolution. I'm going to go exercising, only eat salad, never touch alcohol again, whatever your New Year's resolution is. And then you know how long it lasts, right? It's about 7 to 10 days before you're like, maybe it wasn't so good. So this is how I work with my clients. And I try to catch them at that moment after like 1 to 2 weeks and be like, hey, remember why we're doing all of this? Remember what our goals are? And then, you know, I hold you accountable in your process. And it's like through these small, small improvements, your life improves dramatically over a period of 4 to 6 months.
All right. So that's great. So you're just saying, so let me just go and say, so everybody, would you say everybody needs coaching? Like every single
person? I would say everybody could benefit from coaching.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think everyone needs coaching. It's like, you know, like what do you need in this lifetime? Not that much, right? A little place to sleep and some food. But if you really want to grow and you really want to expand and be successful in what you do, having a coach on your side is a huge advantage. You know, it's like, imagine like a professional, you know, soccer team or a runner. You know, they can do all that by themselves, but having a coach really improves their chances of success tremendously.
Okay. So why did you decide to be a life coach yourself though?
Well, for me, it was a very simple decision, really, because I realized I've been coaching people all my life. You know, it always ended up, you know, sitting with me and being like, you know, having these conversations. And so when I left India and my career changed, I was like wide open. I said like, okay, what's my passion? What would I do all day long, even if no one would pay me money for it? And so the coaching came up and I loved it. And I got myself a coach and then I realized how quickly I advanced with my own coach. And then I was just like, hey, this is how I want to earn my money. It's awesome.
Okay. So you've been at it for how long?
Now it's 2 years. Yeah. Okay. That I've been doing this.
Oh, that's actually very short. I thought it was a longer
time. Yeah. It's a short time, but it's the official, you know, like the official coaching career started. Yes. Before that, I was working as a yoga teacher trainer. So I was training other yoga teachers. I was working at a school we had in India. That's actually why I was there for 20 years. We had this boarding school there. And I worked as an administrator, worked with the teenagers. I loved that a lot. You know, working with kids is fun and challenging. And yeah, so this is how my official coaching career started.
All right, so you mentioned yoga. Can you take us through a whole namaste vibe? Like, you know, how, like, just give us like maybe 2 seconds, 10 seconds of what your, I don't know, what
it
looks like.
About.
Yeah, what it looks like to be coached.
Yeah, I mean, it's really super simple. I mean, yoga was designed by those yogis in the Himalayas 5,000 years ago who wanted to go deeper into their meditation. And I don't know, have you guys practiced some meditation before in your life? I'm sure you have something.
Not.
That's it. little bit. You tried one time.
Okay. So what's the process?
I'll tell you. So what happens when you're new to meditation and you sit down and you want to meditate and you sit there and you just the whole time go like, fuck, this is really bad. Like, oh shit, only been 30 seconds. Oh, how much longer? This is so annoying. What am I going to do? Oh shit, later I have to go shopping. I have to do that, right? That's like the normal meditation experience. So what yoga does, it uses your physical body to help you prepare for deep meditation. So that's why they do all these crazy stretches, which is actually some other style of yoga, you know, like the Hatha yoga, the Ashtanga, they do all this very physical stuff.
Okay.
I practice Kundalini yoga. Kundalini yoga is all about really going inwards, doing dynamic movements connected with your breath in a way to open up your energetic body. So that when you do sit down to meditate, like half an hour later, you actually, you know, and I'm sure you experienced that too, you know, either from sport or after sex or whatever, you know, where you can really get calm and you feel this, oh my God, I'm so fully present in this moment. This is amazing. And then it goes away, right? So this is why we use yoga.
Okay.
That is interesting.
All right. So what would you say is the secret to living the life that you really desire? Is there any secret like that?
The secret of life. Nothing more, nothing less.
Just that, like as simple as that.
Well, what I found out is that the first thing a lot of people are struggling with is to really find out what they desire. What is it what I really want? You know, do I want that $1 million in my bank account? Do I want that big house? Do I want that red Ferrari outside of my driveway? Do I want those shiny, flashy clothes? What is it I really desire? And so when you really go deep in that, and that's a big part of how I start my coaching process with my new clients, you know, we dive deep and we go like, okay, what is it you really want? Why is it that you want that? Why is that important in your life? And so we explore that at a deep level. And funny enough, I tell you, most people come to the same point. They say, you know, really all I want is I want to be happy. Really all I want is I want to share my love with those who I care for. really all I want is I want to be able to provide and give back to this world and really do why I came on this planet, to serve and give back. And that's what I really want. I don't give a fuck about the money. The money is great. You know, like, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm all for the money. It's great if you can, you know, like, buy what you need to buy, provide for those who you want to provide for. Money is great, but it's not what I really want. It's just a tool to be able to do what I want to do.
All right. So you're saying when it comes down to it, or it all comes down to what you really desire, that is the secret to life.
Because when you, it's different too, because what I desire might be very different what you desire.
Yeah.
And unless you know what you want, which is such a big challenge, especially for teenagers, for young adults, and for people our age too, you know, like, I mean, you guys are young, I'm old, but still, there's people out there who are 60 years old, haven't figured out why they're on this planet, what they want, and how they can give back.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Anyway, so I think you've touched on the Terabon. I wanted to ask what the Terabon actually represents. But if you can just... that again.
I can tell you a little bit more about it because it is something not just used by us Sikhs, but it's also used in the Hindu religion. It's used in Islam. I know it's used all over Africa too, because it's a way to put on a crown. You know, the reason why kings and queens would wear crowns is because it allowed you to connect to your crown chakra, you know, to your crown energy center. We all have these energy centers that are called chakras. Mm-hmm. And this is the crown chakra. So you're crowning yourself to remind yourself that we are all, as humans, kings and queens. And so it's one of those things to say that to yourself when you look in the mirror, say, I'm a queen, I'm a king. Yeah, let's go. Okay.
So would you like to get a question in before I go?
I mean, just go.
Okay. So I'm trying to understand, is it the whole study of the whole Terabon and stuff that is why you went into the whole spiritual journey?
Well, for me, it was curious because I started with the Kundalini yoga and I started with a practice, and we had these Indian mantras in there, which are these words chanted in a language called Gurumukhi. And it was very powerful. And then my teacher was wearing one of these turbans, and I was like, that looks so strange, weird, you know, I'll never want to look like that. And then I put one on one day and I put my hair up and I let my beard grow. And I realized, and again, it comes back to the same reason we practice yoga, is, hey, I can focus so much better. I'm on, you know, I feel connected. I feel like my connection to the universe improved. And, you know, it's a little bit like when you get closer to the router and you get a better internet connection, you're like, shit, yeah, I'm downloading my videos faster. I love it.
All right. So
it's a tool. That's all it is.
Okay. So if I want to go on a whole spiritual journey, what advice would you give to me? Like, just a newbie in the whole spiritual journey, what advice would you give to such a person?
Well, my advice would be super simple. First would be to find out why you want to go on the spiritual journey. Because when the going gets rough and you're getting to this point where you're like, oh shit, doing yoga. Oh fuck, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. That's so bad. By the way, is it okay to curse on your episode? Yeah, but otherwise you have to bleep me out later. Sorry. You know, it's just a little bit more relaxed. You know, like, you need to know why you're going on your spiritual journey. The second you know why you're doing what you're doing and you come to this point where it gets hard, you can keep going. It's like, you know, if you say you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, because that's the only mountain I know in Africa. Sorry, I don't know one in Ghana.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to climb up there and you're saying, I'm doing this. And then you go and you get there and you start walking and then your feet start hurting and you're like, ah, shit, you know, like, it's a lot of work. I'll just go back home. But if you know why you're going up there, you know, you are really clear on, I'm going on this journey. And, you know, if it rains, it snows, the sun dries me out, I lose my water bottle, my feet have blisters, I trip, whatever shit happens, you know why you're going, you're going to keep going and you're going to keep going to really, you know, for yourself, for your why. So that why is the key for your spiritual journey.
All right. So, and for a mountain in Ghana, let me, can you say Afajatu? That's a mountain in
Afacha too.
I mean, we can work with that.
Now close. You have to say it again. Let me practice. Come on. What is it?
Afajato.
Afajato.
Yeah, you know.
Closer?
Is that? Yeah. All right. So, do you have any practices that you do daily? Like when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? Like, do you have any routine, you know, for your spiritual journey?
Yeah. Is there anything like so, that? What I do is I like to wake up before the sun rises because that's a great time. You know, my whole family is still asleep. The kids don't have to school yet. So if I wake up at 5:36, I got the house to myself for an hour and a half before the whole hustle and bustle of the morning starts and everybody starts screaming and making noise and, you know, like life starts.
Okay.
So what I do is I wake up before everybody else. And one cool, you know, really powerful technique you can use in the morning is what Wim Hof, do you know that guy? You know, the Iceman, what he propagated?
No, I don't.
He says, take a cold shower in the morning. Because when you take a cold shower first thing in the morning, you know, you challenge yourself. You that's your first battle of the day. Yeah. Plus that cold water on your body really like wakes you up and gets you ready again for your meditative practice. And then I go and I set up my little spot. I have my little routine, you know, like we live here in the mountains. So I put on a little fire and then I sit down and I do a little yoga. I do a little breathing. I warm up and then I start my meditation practice. So that I do every morning. And I spend like an hour and a half, depending, you know, till the hustle bustle starts and those other people get up and start making noise in the house.
Okay. So from everything that you have said, that is from the yoga to you being a life coach to you being a spiritual person, it's like your life tools a certain line. So it doesn't differ from you being in a certain religion. Can you be a religious person and a spiritual seeker as well?
Yes, most certainly. For me, actually, you know, I've came to this point many times in my experience where I'm like, what does it mean for me to be a Sikh? To be in this religion, to be, you know, is it just like the same thing how Christianity was for me when I grew up, where I didn't have much relation to it, you know, like for me, that was not so much part of my life. I would go to church a couple of times, but nothing happened for me. So I'm not so much attached to the religious aspect. You know, if I'm a Sikh, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Christian, I couldn't care less. You know, what I want to be as a human being, as accepting other human beings, you know, recognizing my light, recognizing your light, no matter if you have a turban on your head or you shave your eyebrows or you don't, you know, like for me, all that is secondary. What's important to me is the reason I have a beard, the reason I have a turban is because that stuff works. You know, having long hair works. It's like having long antennas, which allows me to connect better. But wearing my hair open like you, I could not stand it. You know, it's like, it would be like, oh my God, you know, when I wash my hair and it's all over the place, I don't like it. I would shave my head like the Lali did, you know, because it's just, but like this with the turban, it works. It's awesome. I love it.
Okay. All right.
That's jokes.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, so are there diets that you take to support your well-being?
I do, yeah. So what I do is I eat a vegetarian diet. And, you know, so I don't eat meat, but I do eat cheese and eggs and those kinds of things. The reason I eat a vegetarian diet, again, you know, it comes back to the same point. It helps me to make my meditation practice better. And it's easier for me to meditate. And as you can see, you know, there's a common thread in here. If it's the cold showers or the yoga or the diet or the turban, all these things bring me back to this one point when I sit in the morning and I go into meditation and I go into connecting with the universe. And again, you know, I don't even like calling it God because it's such a, you know, misused word on our planet. I like currently calling it creator, universe, you know, whatever it is. That's when I connect. And when I feel myself and I feel myself connected as part of all on this planet, that's why I'm doing this stuff for.
Okay. That's actually very good.
Should I get one in before you actually come in with your closing remarks?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay, so for somebody, a new person that is going to start a whole spiritual journey and wants a coach as well, right? If the person wants to start off from scratch, what are some of the tips and advices you are going to give such a person?
What I would give, the, again, you know, back to the same advice, is get yourself some help. And actually, this is something I wanted to offer to your listeners and to you guys too, if you're interested. You know, come sit with me for half an hour. I'll spend half an hour of my time. I'll help you figure out your why. We'll go deep. We'll realize why we are doing what we're doing. And just that one meeting with me for 30 minutes will help you so much to get clarity on why you want to climb that mountain, because it's hard work. You know, going on a spiritual journey is not like, oh yeah, it's so great and I'm spiritual now, you know? It's like, you're going to have to put in the work. And if you don't know why you're putting in the work, nothing's going to happen. And then you can do everything. You can do Tai Chi, or you can, you know, some of my friends only eat meat and never touch any vegetables. And, you know, like, that doesn't matter. Those are all just tools. You know, it doesn't matter if you have a turban or a beard or, you know, again, if you do Hatha yoga or if you do Qigong, or all that stuff works as long as you apply yourself to the practice.
All right, that's actually good. Now, back to the coaching, I would like to really ask this question. Now, it is about self-confidence. Now, how important is self-confidence to like every person on this planet?
Well, it's super important. Unfortunately, it's not something where we can just go snap our fingers and say, now I'm a confident person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something deep inside of you, and it has to do with our childhood, has to do with our traumas, has to do with our experiences, has to do with how we see ourselves, how we carry ourselves, and has to do with all these human tendencies of doubt, of fear, of insecurities, which I deal with every single day. Is part of our life as human beings. So being confident, again, takes you back to the why. What am I confident of? Am I confident of how pretty my shirt looks? Am I confident of what type of human being I am? Am I confident that I can uplift those around me? Am I confident that I can give back to those who need help and who need to be supported? And then you start feeling confident.
All right. So I heard the way you spoke about your body and everything. Now I want to ask you what you think about tattoos.
Tattoos, yeah, great thing. Go ahead. For me, not my thing, just because I have a needle phobia from when I was 4 in the hospital. But that's just my thing, you know. Like, tattoos are great. I think I love it. It looks beautiful.
Okay, so
go ahead. Okay, so knock yourself out with your tattoos.
But does it interfere with so if tattoos are fine, do Indians actually have tattoos too? Is it allowed?
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of friends which are Sikhs which have tattoos, and you know, yeah. Okay, I have a little bit resistance when I hear the word it's allowed, you know, because I was always a troublemaker in school, you know, like when something was not allowed, I would do that. So you tell me I'm not allowed to have a tattoo, I'll get one right on my forehead right here, just to show you.
but you actually seem like a very quiet, chill person.
I'm pretty chill. I think I am. Yeah.
Oh, you think you are? All right, Amrit Singh, thank you so much for joining us. But before you go, maybe is there something that you'd like to tell our listeners before you go off? Is there anything?
Yeah, I mean, I would say take advantage. You know, if you're curious about spirituality, if you're curious about coaching, come check out my website. If you guys could be so kind to put my link below on the with a podcast, so people can easily find me. On the website, I have an option where you can click on the calendar, book a 30-minute thing with me, which, by the way, I recommend to both of you if you want to. Okay. And I mean, even if you just do it for fun and to just learn something new and experience something different.
All right.
Is it free or it come with charges?
It's free. It's totally free, you know, and then it's really to explore if I would be a good fit in working with you as your coach. And, you know, if we come to the point where we're saying like, hey, you know, I don't think it's going to fit, then it's my gift to you.
All right. Oh. So that's more like a trial session just to
exactly, so you get an idea what I do.
Okay. Okay, that's amazing. I'll try that.
I'll be trying that too.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome. I love it.
All right. So thank you so much. I am looking forward to talking to you again about something totally different sometime soon. If you are down, actually.
Let's do it. Totally down. All right. Love your guys' energy. Love that I've been on a podcast in Ghana. It's my first. So okay. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Okay. So before you go, there's a thing that we say in Ghana, like when you're saying goodbye. How'd you say that?
It's actually bye-bye.
No, there's something. Okay, like if you are leaving or something like that.
He's actually going or he's not?
He's not. Oh, okay. He's still around.
So for somebody actually going to show you what we say in Ghana, it looks like he's blank on that.
No, so since you are going, you'd have to say, minyanum. Can you say minyanum?
Minyanum.
Okay.
Close enough?
Minyanum is like my friend.
Minyanum. Yeah. Oh, good. I like it. So I'm prepared to come to Ghana now. I know how to say goodbye. Now I just need to learn how to say hello and then it's all good.
That's not goodbye.
So I think for you, you would have to say thank you for having me. So you can say medase.
Medase.
So just say medase.
Medase.
There you go.
That is it.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, good. Look, my Ghanaese is coming. Medase. You guys are good teachers.
Okay. Yes, we are dase.
Okay.
We're going to let you. How do you say thank you in German and Indian or whatever language?
In German, you say vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank.
Very good. That sounds good. Your German is very good. And in Punjabi, which is one of the dialects we speak in India, it's Dhanvaad.
Dhanvaad.
Dhanvaad with a D.
Dhanvaad.
Is it V?
Very good.
Yeah, Dhanvaad.
Yeah, Dhanvaad.
Okay, Dhanvaad.
All right, I'm with.
And I mean, what we do in India is we do this, right? It's a big thing in India. And again, it's a yogic posture. It's like you're balancing your right and your left hemisphere and a half of your body. You're bringing it to your heart. Okay, it's a beautiful way to greet and say thank you to someone.
Okay. Dhanvaad, Amrit Singh.
Dhanvaad. Awesome.
Oh,
that's awesome. I look forward to get the recording from you because I'm going to put it on my TikTok and promote your channel and link you guys, and I think it will be awesome.
That's beautiful. Thanks,
Dhanvaad. Dhanvaad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. Well, yeah, okay, that was actually,
oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to, listening to the main man, DLALI.
All right, guys, so that was an amazing interview with Amrit Singh. Trust me, I learned a lot. I am so happy that we got to go on the spiritual journey like that.
I was actually impressed with the interview. He has a whole great sense of humor, made it very interactive. Uh-huh. So if you knew nothing about the whole beer tradition of the Indians and stuff like that, I'm sure you have an insight on all of that now.
So Dhanvaad, Amrit Singh.
Wow.
And... I mean, I learned something new today. Allow me to use it. Dhanvaad. And
who's the other one? Since you learned it.
It's something. You guys, you heard it when he was saying it, right? It's pretty tongue-twisting. Would you go? Would you try to say?
Relax.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm not trying to save you out of this whole situation. Go and listen to what yourself becomes safe.
All right. So thank you to Amrit Singh and every single person that joined us on this interview today.
Yes, but yeah, you can actually check the links attached to the podcast. You'll be able to get close to Amrit through that. Then you can have some free trial sessions with him. Yes, that will be very productive. You should all check it out.
Yeah, so we'll try it. I'll actually try it and let you know how it goes on the other interview. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try it too. Yeah. I mean, I'll try and get in touch with Amrit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say shit.
We will, huh?
Yeah, okay. I mean, who doesn't like coaching? We all do. So yeah, do not mind him. It's been great talking to you guys. It's been beautiful. I'm glad we are back on this. Even though this is the virtual session, it's going to be great equally. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
We have him here. Obviously, it will be great.
Now I'm back, guys. I'm back.
No need to announce it loudly. Everybody can see you. We are going to have amazing people on this show. So from now till we actually sign out on the season 3, be prepared to be blown away.
There you go, guys. Yes. Looks like we are stalling again with the goodbyes, right? You know what
I mean? So that's it. My name is Huguette here, somebody you would really not want to know. So yeah, this is the E-Factor.
my name is Delali, actually.
Wow. All
right, guys.
This is the E-Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.